A rare linguistic event has occurred in Latin America. A new language has been born. It's not spoken, it's signed. It was invented by deaf children in Nicaragua. And as NPR's Joe Palca reports, it's helping to resolve a long-standing debate about the origins of language.
Until the late 1970s, there were no special schools for deaf children in Nicaragua. Deaf children communicated as best they could with their hearing classmates and teachers. But then a school for the deaf opened in Managua. Ann Senghas is a psychologist at Barnard College of Columbia University.
Evidently, the children who came together at that time were enough of a critical mass that when they started communicating and gesturing with each other, something different started to happen. They started to build on the gestures that they were doing it. In continuing to interact, turn that into a language.
Senghas says people can communicate with each other by gestures, but that's not the same as language. Language has certain hallmarks.
One of these hallmarks is that languages are made up of discrete little pieces. They have little building blocks that get built up into larger and larger forms.
So, for example, Senghas says there are only about 40 discrete sounds used in English, but those sounds can be combined to a wealth of words, and using a set of specific rules, those words can be combined into a wealth of concepts. Senghas has spent the last 15 years studying how the deaf children in Nicaragua created their own building blocks.
They already had something that looked really useful. They had these gestures that could be pretty communicative, but evidently they weren't language-like enough for them, and they broke them down into something that was more language-like, into these very small analyzed pieces that they could then use to build up more and more complex expressions.
To understand how they did this, think about how you would use gestures to express the phrase, "the ball is rolling down the hill."
If you gesture rolling down, if you think about yourself talking about rolling down, if your gesture includes both rolling and downness, they happen at the same time, just like they happen at the same time in the event. So you might do a circular movement with your hand as it's moving down. You would never do a rolling movement first, followed by a downward movement. We say roll followed by down, but we don't gesture roll followed by gesture down.
And the children who invented their new language made up individual signs for roll and down, and then combined them using their own set of rules.
So they would do a roll sign, just a roll, and then a down, and then they'd produce roll again. And that would tell them that this was a single event in which both rolling and descent both happened.
Senghas' study of the Nicaraguan children appears in the current issue of the journal Science. Now, linguists will tell you that one amazing feature of all the world's languages is that they all have these simple, discrete elements that are combined to make more complex concepts. Psychologist Susan Golden-Meadow at the University of Chicago says the question is, how did that happen?
One model of language is that it got invented once, and then it kept getting passed down from generation to generation, and it changed as it moved about. It kept a lot of its fundamental properties the same, but it had to be passed down from generation to generation. It was sort of a one-time insight.
But Golden-Meadow says another model is that we possess some innate ability to make language in a particular way. The new study seems to support that view. After all, Golden-Meadow says the Nicaraguan children didn't have a language passed down to them.
And this suggests that the properties of language are to some extent determined by people and can be created de novo by individuals and groups.
In other words, if we don't have a language available to us, we'll make one up, using rules that we all seem to be born with. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.